Welcome, our friends at the Dharma. This session, we will learn how to know we got good meditation.
Hari ini kita akan mempelajari bagaimana kita tahu bahwa kita itu telah melakukan sesi meditasi yang baik.
Meditation is whenever you got good attention. Attention at work and no attention at work, what different? Attention at work, you got good meditation. No attention at work, no good meditation.
Kita belajar mengenai bagaimana kita tahu bahwa kita itu memiliki perhatian. Jadi kalau perhatian yang terhadap kerja itu suatu hal yang bagus. Kalau kita tidak mendapat perhatian pada kerja, tidak bagus.
Attention must come with good intention. You got good intention to work, you have good attention.
Kalau kita memiliki intensi atau keinginan, itu berarti itu kita bisa melakukan perhatian yang bagus dalam bekerja.
So you can practice meditation in daily life. What you doing must have good intention, then you got good attention. Good intention, you got good attention, that is right concentration.
Untuk konsentrasi yang baik dalam meditasi sehari-hari, kita harus memiliki keinginan atau intensi yang baik. Hanya dengan intention yang baik ini, maka kita dapat memiliki perhatian yang baik.
So today I got this one hair clip, there is small hole, and when you have to put incense stick into the small hole, automatically you have intention and attention.
Kita ada tadi di pita rambut di mana ada lubangnya. Kalau kita bisa masukkan lidi ini ke dalam lubang di pita rambut, berarti kita memiliki keinginan untuk masukkan dan juga kita memiliki perhatian.
Just bring on the level of your eye level, okay? Not go down, bring up.
Angkatlah okay? Jepitan rambut ini ke up, level up. Sebatas mata Anda, jangan terlalu di bawah itu, setinggi mata.
Up on the eye level, not put your head down. Up, okay. And now, when you have to put incense stick, go to the small hole. Look at me first. You need to aim with good attention. When you have good attention, can you witness good attention in your mind? When you not do anything, can you witness your mind have a lot of thought? When you have to do something precisely, can you witness your mind got attention? Okay.
Kalau kita lihat ya, tadi kita mau masukkan sini lidi ini ke dalam lubang, maka kita memiliki perhatian di dalam kepala kita. Jadi itu adalah suatu perhatian yang benar-benar.
Now you don't do anything, can you witness your mind hanging around, stirring, because you don't do anything, then you lost thinking about the past, thinking about the future, okay?
Nah, sekarang kita bisa perhatikan bahwa karena kita tidak melakukan hal-hal yang lainnya, kita tidak memperhatikan masa lalu, juga tidak perhatikan masa depan, perhatian kita benar-benar sepenuhnya dalam usaha memasukkan lidi ke dalam lubang ini.
And now you listen to monks. Can you witness your mind? Listen to monk, you got calmness. If you listen to politician, can you witness your mind? Your mind not calm, disturbed. Okay?
Sekarang kalau perhatikan bagaimana biku berbicara, kalau kita perhatikan biku berbicara, maka kita punya batin itu menjadi tenang. Beda dengan kalau kita mendengarkan politisi yang berbicara, maka badan kita bisa bergejolak.
But now I just let you can you put this small incense put into the small hole? What happened? You might come back when you start doing, because it's small hole. When you start doing, you might become right concentration. You might got concentration. You might got attention immediately. Okay.
Tadi kita memperhatikan biku berbicara, kemudian pada kita merasa tenang. Tapi sekarang kalau kita berusaha memasukkan ke dalam lidi ini ke dalam lubang, sedemikian cepatnya kita punya perhatian berubah menjadi konsentrasi sepenuhnya terhadap usaha memasukkan lidi ke dalam lubang ini.
Concentration is come from inside. Your eye look, this is your eye look. And when your eye look, and this is very small hole, your mind got attention. Concentration from your attention. Look and watch with good attention. You got your mind watch with good attention. Can you witness good attention in your mind?
Perhatian itu datang dari dalam. Jadi kalau kita berusaha memasukkan ini, maka perhatian ini maka kita menuju ke dalam lubang ini dan pikiran kita sepenuhnya memperhatikan usaha memasukkan lidi ke dalam lubang ini.
Before we doing this thing, can you watch the Buddha image? When you watch generally, you not pay attention. But I tell you, how the Buddha face, how the Buddha nose, how the Buddha ear. Then when you watch one by one, the nose of the Buddha, the ear of the Buddha, you see your mind more attention, more concentration. That's right.
Buddha image ini, Buddha rupang, maka kita mungkin perhatian kita tidak sepenuhnya. Tapi pada saat kita perhatikan bagian demi bagian, jadi misalkan kita memperhatikan bagaimana matanya atau hidungnya, telinganya, maka perhatian kita itu akan lebih terkonsentrasi.
Can you see? When you see, when you watch, look your eye look. If you look one by one, the nose, the ear, when you look, your mind watch. When you look, your mind watch. But if you just look generally, no need to pay attention. Maybe you might not watch. You just look. You might not watch. Okay?
Kalau kita hanya perhatikan secara general, maka pikiran kita, batin kita tidak memperhatikan. Kita hanya melihat aja, tapi tidak melihat dengan penuh perhatian. Tapi kalau kita memperhatikan, melihat bagian demi bagian, seperti misalkan bagian mata saja, maka pikiran kita akan lebih terkonsentrasi.
I want you to learn how to watch from the mind inside. Now, look at me. When you look at me, it doesn't mean you watch me. Sometimes you look at me, but your mind goes somewhere else. But if you pay attention to me, listen to my talk together, your eye look, your mind watch. Your eye, this is eye, and the mind watch, connect to the mind. When you have good attention, this is be concentration from the mind inside, okay?
Kalau kita melihat Bantin berbicara ya, di depan, kita hanya mungkin melihat saja. Akan tetapi kalau kita memperhatikan dengan sepenuhnya, kita seperti halnya kita menonton TV ya, kita menonton, maka akan terjadi hubungan antara batin kita dengan antara pikiran kita dengan Bante, maka itulah yang disebut dengan konsentrasi penuh.
Also, when you listen to my talk, sometimes your mind go somewhere else, your ear listen, your mind not here. But if you more attention, for example, I tell you my I speak loud. If I tell you speak something quiet, Can you hear something quiet in this room? Your mind will pay attention. Okay?
Kalau Bante berbicara, mungkin juga kita mendengar, mungkin juga pikiran kita kemana-mana. Tapi kalau misalkan tadi Bante diam, kemudian meminta kita untuk mendengarkan, mungkin saat itu kita akan bisa memperhatikan suara-suara lainnya.
Can you say, when you got meditation, your ear listen, your mind hearing clearly. When your eye look, your mind watching clearly. Look and watch is meditation. Listen and hear is meditation.
Kalau kita dalam bermeditasi, kita bisa mendengarkan dengan sepenuhnya. Jadi bukan sekedar mendengar, dan mendengarkan dengan penuh perhatian. Demikian juga pada saat kita melihat, bukan sekedar melihat, tapi juga watch, seperti menonton.
So, today I will teach you meditation by whenever you look, you must watch. If you look, you not watch. That means you not pay attention. You don't have good concentration. Whenever you listen, you must hear. So you can practice in daily life, in your workplace, in school. When the teacher teaching, you must listen and hear. When you talk to somebody, you must look and watch. Okay?
Bante hari ini akan mengajarkan kita. Jadi kalau kita melihat, itu bukan hanya sekedar melihat saja, tapi benar-benar seperti menonton dan memperhatikan, melihat dengan penuh perhatian. Kalau kita mendengar, bukan hanya sekedar mendengar saja, tapi juga mendengarkan sepenuhnya.
Now, when I tell you to put this incense to the small hole, you got together, look and watch. That's right. Do it now. Bring this thing up the eye level. Do it now. Look and watch. That right? Slowly go into the small hole. Then you might watch with mindfully. Very good watching. That is concentration. Okay?
Sekarang coba kita lakukan bersama-sama. Angkat ini jepitan rambut setinggi mata kita. Arahkan pelan-pelan sampai masuk ke dalam lubang ya. Di saat itulah kita melakukan konsentrasi sepenuhnya. Kita melihat lubang dan lidi ini, tapi bukan hanya sekedar melihat, kita memperhatikan, memberikan konsentrasi sepenuhnya.
Now, just bring up again and look at me. Look at me. I will explain to you. When I put this into the small hole, my eye look, my mind watch. I can witness my mind come here and watch. Can you witness your mind? Look, watch, and witness when you look and watch. Can you witness your mind got meditation? Look, watch. When you watch, can you witness your mind? Your mind not your eye. Your mind is inside. It become concentration, watching, okay?
Pada saat kita melakukan ini, tadi mata kita melihat, tapi pikiran kita menonton, kita melihat dengan mata batin kita, dengan kita menonton. Jadi kita juga menyaksikan, menjadi saksi bagaimana kita melakukan hal tersebut.
So, when you look at the breathing, if you not watch, you look, you tell me you look at the breathing, but sometimes you not watch the breathing. You got some thought. You look and you not watch. Then you fall asleep. Okay? You look. You must watch. Watch the breathing in. Watch the breathing out. Then you not fall asleep. You wake up. Okay?
Serupa juga dalam bermeditasi, kita memperhatikan nafas kita. Kita bukan hanya melihat nafas kita keluar masuk, tapi kita juga menonton dengan mata batin kita, dengan pikiran kita. Kalau tidak kita lakukan, maka kita bisa tertidur.
What different if I give you stone and you wash, and then I give you a diamond, if diamond you wash, okay? Stone you just look, oh, not wash. But I give you diamond, diamond you wash, how cutting, how color, how brilliant, where you washing from? Can you witness? Can you witness? If you can witness that, you can see your mind very still, calm, and one-pointedness.
Serupa juga kalau Bante memberikan batu pada kita, mungkin kita hanya melihat saja, kita tidak perhatikan dengan sepenuhnya. Tapi kalau kita diberikan berlian, itu kita akan perhatikan bagaimana dengan teliti, bagaimana bentuknya, bagaimana karat, bagaimana warnanya. Kita melihat dengan mata batin kita sepenuhnya, itu suatu yang disebut dengan one-pointedness. Jadi benar-benar tuh ke satu titik.
Okay, now I give you diamond. Can you look and watch how good the diamond, good quality. Now pick up diamond and I want you just, if this on your hand is diamond, you got meditation or not? Yeah, try. Now try.
Sekarang coba bayangkan Anda ambil satu intan atau berlian, kemudian ada di tangan Anda perhatikan dengan seksama bagaimana rupanya, bagaimana warnanya, berapa karat, itu adalah suatu meditasi, suatu konsentrasi penuh.
And also now, this is your palm. If you just look at your hand, you not wash. But if you look at the line, and then the line, you want to learn this line, what the meaning, this line, what the meaning, you wash. Wash mindfully. That's right.
Serupa juga kalau kita lihat sekarang tangan kita. Kalau kita hanya memperhatikan tangan kita, itu kita hanya melihat biasa saja, tidak dengan berarti melihat dengan badan kita. Kalau kita perhatikan sekarang bagaimana line garis-garis tangan kita, kita memperhatikan dengan konsentrasi yang penuh.
Now, I would like first, can you just now, your eye look at me? Your eye cannot look in your mouth, cannot, okay? But you can watch from the mind, the four elements in your mouth, the fire, temperature, water, air element, the hardness. Can you watch in your mouth from your mind?
Sekarang Anda belajar, coba perhatikan mulut Anda. Anda tidak dapat melihat secara langsung mulut Anda, tapi dengan menggunakan batin Anda, mata pikiran Anda, bagaimana empat unsur dalam mulut kita, unsur air, unsur api, unsur tanah, dan unsur udara, bagaimana air bergerak, dan seterusnya.
Now, your eye with me, just your eye with me, and washing in your mouth the fire element. Can you wash the temperature in your mouth? Can you wash temperature?
Sekarang tujukan mata Anda ke Bante, kemudian mata batin Anda, dengan pikiran Anda, Anda melihat dengan pikiran Anda ke mulut Anda. Perhatikan bagaimana temperatur di dalam mulut.
Now watch fire element in your mouth got warm. Warm. Can you watch warm in your mouth? Can you?
Dapatkah Anda melihat bagaimana unsur api dalam mulut Anda terasa hangat?
Can you wash water in your mouth? Got water or not? Water element. Can you wash water everywhere in your mouth? Can you wash?
Dapatkah Anda melihat unsur air di dalam mulut Anda?
That is the knower, the mind, the knower. That is your home. Okay?
Dan inilah yang dimaksud dengan pikiran Anda adalah the knower. The knower itu adalah maksudnya yang mengetahui.
Now you just use your thought. You don't know how to go back home. When you have problem, use a lot of thought. You got disturbed. You must know how to go back home by knowing, seeing, watching from your mind. If you're thinking, now can you see how you're thinking? Seeing your thinking, thinking is here in your head, but seeing your thinking is inside. Can you see your thought from inside, the knower, or at home? Can you?
Sekarang coba Anda belajar melihat bagaimana pikiran Anda bekerja. Anda berpikir itu adalah suatu hal yang biasa terjadi. Sekarang bagaimana melihat bagaimana pikiran Anda itu berpikir.
Now your face go down. Those who head or face go down always lost in thought easily. But if you head up, face up, this is mindfulness, thought will go far away. So when you walk, don't put your head down, then you got a lot of thought come. When you walk, head up, then you free from thought. When you sit, if you sit like this, you got thought. When you sit like this, and then you close your eye, then you lost in thought and fall asleep, okay?
Serupa juga. Dalam kita berdiri, kalau kita lagi berjalan tuh jangan kepalanya menunduk, biasanya kita akan muncul berbagai macam pikiran. Kalau kita melihat dengan tegak, maka kita akan bisa melihat dan semua dengan jelas. Demikian juga dalam bermeditasi, kalau kita bermeditasi duduk, kalau kepalanya menunduk, tuh berbagai macam pikiran itu biasanya akan bermunculan dan kita mungkin bisa tertidur. Kita kalau bermeditasi juga harus dengan kepala yang tegak.
So the posture, sitting posture, can you witness? If your face go down, you have a lot of thought. If your face up, now I will see who lost in thought. I am Zen Master, I have a stick. If you lost in thought, I hit you. Okay? Not lost in thought, head up, face up. What happened? No thought. If you just face down, thought come. So those who thinking too much, they walking and head go down. So then I can see you lost in thought, okay? Because you not in the right position, okay? You walk and die a drunken and die a sadness. Then you have a lot of problem. Your head cannot wake up. If you don't have meditation on body, you cannot have meditation in mind, okay?
Kalau kita
straight up,
juga Bante bilang katanya buat kita ya sekarang yang duduklah dengan tegak. Betul. Kalau kita duduk dengan tegak, maka pikiran kita itu tidak melayang kemana-mana. Kalau kita nunduk, itu maka berbagai macam pikiran yang mengawang-awang akan bermunculan.
Face up and bring two finger moving under your chin. I will show you something.
Sekarang coba yang lainnya, kita dengan wajah yang tegak, kita dua jari kita itu diarahkan menuju ke dagu kita.
Don't look by eye, but watch from your mind. The movement, okay?
Jangan lihat mata Bante, tapi lihatlah dengan pikiran Anda, lihat dengan mata batin Anda.
Your eye look at me. But your mind watch your finger movement, can you? Can. If you have intention to watch the finger movement, even your eye cannot look, but your mind can watch. Do it now. Slowly, slowly, intention, slowly. Can you watch the finger moving slowly, slowly, and nearly touch. Slowly, when it's nearly touch, you got more concentration. Touching or not, touch, okay? This is your mind become concentration, okay?
Sekarang coba jajal, coba Anda lihat mata Anda, lihat ke Bante, tapi dengan mata batin Anda, perhatikan kedua jari Anda perlahan-lahan menuju ke dagu Anda, di bawah dagu. Dapatkah Anda lakukan? Perlahan-lahan ini makin dekat, akankah bersentuhan, kemudian akhirnya bersentuhan. Nah, disitulah kita bisa melihat dengan konsentrasi penuh dengan menggunakan mata batin kita.
Now more intention. I will move two finger to touch, okay? Intention. If you don't have intention, just moving. Your mind goes somewhere else. But if you have your goal in life, whatever you do, you have goal, you have good meditation. If you do things you have no goal, no aim, no meditation. Okay? So now, go in doing, I will move two fingers to touch each other. And witness your mind, witness, your mind become concentration.
Sekarang coba lagi naik yang level lebih tinggi. Kita bukan hanya memperhatikan kedua jari kita bertemu, tapi kita juga mempunyai keinginan, yaitu kita bergerak, kita memperhatikan, dan kita punya keinginan agar kedua jari kita bertemu.
Do it now. What different? If you just move very fast, your mind hang out. But if you move slowly, and you have intention to move two fingers to touch each other, your mind watch and aim. When nearly touch, your mind become powerful and one-pointedness. That is what we call one-pointedness in meditation. Okay?
Kalau saat kita coba ya, kita gerak terlalu cepat, maka pikiran kita akan melayang kemana-mana. Coba sekarang dengan perlahan-lahan gerakan, dengan mempunyai keinginan, kemudian pada saat itu makin lama makin dekat, makin lama makin dekat, pikiran kita itu akan terkonsentrasi penuh. Nah, itulah yang disebut dalam meditasi sebagai one-pointedness, yaitu one-pointedness itu kalau diterjemahkan kira-kira tertuju ke satu titik.
So, can you witness one-pointedness in your mind? Okay? Because you have intention. Intention. Now, the Buddha just tell you to watch your breathing. You don't have intention. You just look at your breathing. Then your mind fall asleep. But you have intention. Watch the breathing in at the contact point. Out at the contact point. When you have one pointedness, your mind become meditation, one pointedness. Okay?
Kan demikian juga dalam bermeditasi. Kita kalau kita hanya bermeditasi, perhatikan napas kita masuk keluar, pikiran kita melayang kemana-mana. Tapi kalau kita punya intention, kita punya keinginan yang kuat, maka kita bisa memperhatikan dengan mata batin kita sehingga pikiran kita tidak melayang kemana-mana.
Now straighten up your body, straighten up. Can you watch where you're breathing in touching and where you're breathing out touching? It's not the same position. In maybe here inside, out maybe here in front. Can you learn and watch? It's not the same position, but you watch the touching position. Can you? Then you got very one-pointedness of mind, okay?
Sekarang perhatikan napas kita. Jadi bukan sekedar hanya masuk keluar napas, akan tetapi di mana sentuhan napas itu terjadi. Itu tidak biasanya tidak di satu tempat. Mungkin pada saat masuk menyentuh di bagian dalam hidung, di dinding hidung, dan waktu keluar itu mungkin menyentuh di atas bibir kita.
In the beginning, you just do meditation. You just maybe you look, but you don't watch. You must watch the breath here touching differently, in touching, out touching, in different point. Can you learn? It's challenge, very challenge. Only here you cannot cannot classify, cannot see what difference is touching inside the nose or in front or inside. Now try breathing in and out. Can you challenge yourself? Can you see what the touching point? Can you see?
Sekarang kita coba perhatikan di manakah touching point atau titik sentuhan daripada napas kita. Coba perhatikan di mana masuk menyentuh dan di mana sentuhan pada saat keluar.
Now watch the touching point. You can open the eye, but keep your eye a bit down and watch. It will have good meditation. Then you just watch the breathing generally, but today not generally. Watch the touching point. Okay?
Sekarang kita coba latih. Kita perhatikan bukan hanya secara general masuk napas masuk keluar, akan tapi di mana sentuhannya pada saat masuk, di mana sentuhannya pada saat keluar.
And do it for 1 minute. You can close your eye and watch the touching point 1 or 2 minutes.
Sekarang kita coba 1 atau 2 menit perhatikan di mana titik sentuhannya.
And witness the one pointiness come in your mind a bit. More and more one pointedness.
Dan kita perhatikan one pointedness atau pengarahan ke satu titik ini.
Watch where the breathing touching, the touching. And now slowly open your eye. Okay? When you watch the touching point here, you know, sometimes touching here, touching here, touching inside, touching in front. Then if you can watch different, it become mass of breathing. In the Tipitaka, we call breathing in mass. Anapana nimitta. It become mass. You can feel a mass of breathing about here. Then watch point. Seeing it form mass. It form mass. Okay? Okay.
Kalau kita perhatikan ya sentuhan di mana keluarnya itu, maka akan ada titik-titik gitu. Jadi per saat ini mungkin per saat sentuhan yang pertama, sentuhan titik yang satu, kemudian sentuhan yang lain, yang itu menjadi suatu masa itu yang disebut dalam bahasa itu adalah sebagai suatu nimitta.
So now again 2 minutes, watch the touching and seeing the formation of mass of breathing, little by little, more and more. Then that is anapana nimitta. Okay?
Sekarang perhatikan lagi 1 atau 2 menit bagaimana titik-titik itu berkumpul ya jadi satu masa, itu yang disebut dengan anapana nimitta.
Okay, do it for 2 minutes.
Lakukan lagi selama 2 menit, perhatikan titik-titik sentuhan itu di mana saja yang terjadi.
Straight up your body every time, because if you straight up you watch from the mind. But if your head go down, you watch from your brain, your thought, you cannot see nimitta, okay?
Duduklah dengan tegak, karena kalau kita tegak, kita memperhatikan dari mata batin kita. Jadi, sementara kalau kita badannya tidak tegak, kita memperhatikan dari pikiran, dari otak kita.
Do it 2 minutes.
Lakukan 2 menit.
Watch the touching point. And more you watch the touching point differently, it become mass of breathing, small mass. Can you see small mass? Watch and see small mass. Feeling together, feeling what you watch. You watch the breath touching differently, feeling from your heart together.
Sekarang masukkan juga perasaan Anda. Rasakan apa yang Anda rasakan itu.
Feeling and watch together, then it become mass clearly.
Jadi bukan hanya kita menonton atau memperhatikan dengan mata batin kita, tapi juga gunakan perasaan Anda, rasakan apa yang Anda rasakan itu.
Feeling at the touching point. First you watch, but you not feel. Now feeling together and watch. Feeling together and watch. It become more clear touching point and become clear mass, small mass. Then you just watch and see the small mass.
Perhatikan apa yang Anda rasakan, sensasi apa yang Anda rasakan di sentuhan itu, dan itu akan menjadi suatu masa yang kecil.
Not imagine.
Bukan dibayangkan, tapi dirasakan.
And witness your mind become still at one point. More and more you watch at the touching point, your mind become more one point.
Perhatikan bahwa semakin kita merasakan di tepat titik sentuhan, maka pikiran kita akan semakin mencapai one pointedness.
One pointedness, that's right. Even you open your eye, can you still watch at the touching of the breathing by opening eye? Can you? Can watch.
Dapatkah Anda tetap memperhatikan titik sentuhan pada saat Anda membuka mata?
Even you are eye with me, my eye with you, but my mind was here. Can you try for 1 minute? You are eye with me, but your mind was here. Can you?
Sekarang coba mata Anda tujukan ke bante, akan tetapi mata batin Anda memperhatikan titik sentuhan yang ada di hidung Anda.
So when you are in office, okay, you don't have to close your eye, you have to work, but sometimes you rest. You open your eye better, because if you close your eye, your boss you hey, why sleeping in office? You open your eye, but you watch here. Can you? Open eye, but your mind watch here. Can you?
Bisakah Anda sambil membuka mata memperhatikan dengan mata batin Anda titik sentuhan di tempat keluar masuk dan napas?
Okay, but when you open your eye, just your eye go down a bit, then everything outside not disturb you, and you watch here.
Sekarang, tapi mata Anda tujukan sedikit ke arah bawah sehingga tidak terganggu oleh pandangan sekitar.
Do it 2 minutes now. Open eye and your eye go down a bit, down a bit, and watch here.
Lakukan 2 menit, mata ke arah bawah sedikit, tapi perhatikan titik sentuhan hidung.
So you can practice in office. People don't know you are practice meditation. Very good. And next step, this is we call step 2 of breathing meditation. Step 1 long breathing, step 2 short breathing, but step 3 the breathing inside. There is here breathing here, outside touching here, but it got absorbed oxygen. You got feeling oxygen absorbed breathing inside. Just feel the whole breathing, watch here, but feel inside deeper. Then when you watch here, the breathing in, out, touching here, but it will be expanding. Seeing the very soft breathing inside. You can see the breathing here and the breathing go inside. Then you can see the whole breathing. This is step 3 and 4, okay?
Latihan selanjutnya latihan level 3. Tadi level 1 secara general, kedua adalah praktikan touching point, titik sentuhan. Sekarang memperhatikan tetap di titik sentuhan, akan tetapi napasnya jauh sampai ke dalam ke dada kita.
Very easy. Can you watch here, feeling here, and relax and smile. The breathing will go into your heart. When you relax and smile, then you can watch and see breathing go into your heart and letting go all disturbance, all suffering. Okay? Relax and smile only. Breathing here will expanding. Going inside. Can you relax and smile now?
Kita relax dan tersenyum. Kita perhatikan tetap di titik sentuhan. Akan tetapi pernapasnya itu jauh sampai ke dada membuyarkan semua gangguan.
So now watch here. 1 minute and see the mass breathing. 1 minute after that, smile and relax. The mass of breathing will expand it. Okay?
Nah, sekarang perhatikan kita napas 1 menit, kemudian ini akan napas itu akan turun pelan-pelan ke bawah. Kita lebarkan.
Do it now. 1 minute. Watch here. Sing mass here. Okay? Straight up your body. Straight up. Okay? Straight up and put your hand here. Put your hand. Okay? And do 2-3 minutes. First, watch and sing here. And after about 1 minute, I tell you, relax and smile. Smile and relax. Breathing before inside. Okay?
Kita coba 1 menit pertama perhatikan di tempat sentuhan seperti tadi, kemudian Bante akan memberitahukan untuk relax dan tersenyum dan kita lebarkan ke dada kita.
Okay, close your eye. Watch only the point, the touching point only, and seeing differently the touching point and mass of breathing. A small mass. Relax and smile into your heart. Relax and smile, a bit smile and relax into your heart. You can feel breathing more and more going inside. You can realize the whole breathing more and more going inside. When the breathing going inside, it will clean and clear your anger, your desire, your delusion, and your attachment. With breathing, you clear all dirtiness in your heart. Now relax and smile. From your smiling heart, now before we finish, transfer merit from your heart with loving kindness. Transfer merit, all merit from the practice, just transfer to your dad, your mom, your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew, your friends, or even your enemies.
Sekarang sebelum kita akhiri, kita akan melakukan pelimpahan jasa kita kepada orang tua kita, kepada sanak saudara kita, bahkan kepada musuh-musuh kita.
When you transfer merit, your heart will expand it. More transfer merit, your heart more wake up and expanding. Okay?
Makin kita melakukan makin tegasnya pelimpahan jasa, maka hati kita akan semakin berkembang.
How much you feel happy now? Let everybody you are in your family feeling much happier, much more happiness. Okay?
Sebanyak kita merasa bahagia, kita akan transfer, kita akan limpahkan agar saudara kita lebih bahagia lagi.
And transfer it more and more to everybody in Australia. How much you feel happy? Let everybody in Australia much more happiness.
Kita limpahkan juga kebahagiaan kita kepada seluruh orang di Australia.
And transform it more and more around the world. Let all being in the world much more happiness with peace and loving kindness.
Kita lakukan pelimpahan jasa juga kepada seluruh manusia di dunia agar semua orang merasa bahagia.
And now bring all merit that you give to all being, bring to yourself with smile. Smile to yourself.
Sekarang bawa semua jasa yang Anda limpahkan kepada semua makhluk, kepada diri Anda, dan tersenyum.
Bring all merit that you give to other people back to yourself for your good luck, good health, happiness and all success in life.
Bahwa semua jasa yang telah Anda limpahkan kepada semua makhluk, kepada diri Anda sendiri, semoga membawa kebahagiaan, keberuntungan dan kesuksesan dalam hidup.
And review how you feel. Review 2-3 minutes, not hurry out, come out from meditation. Review how you feel good, how you feel happy, how you feel bliss and joy, and how the calmness is.
Dan selama 2-3 menit, bagaimana Anda merasa tenang, merasa bahagia.
And when we finish, just chanting, make your palm and chanting, Buddhang saranang kacchami, Dhammang saranang kacchami, Sanghang saranang kacchami. Now we finish this session. Thank you so much. Good luck, good life for everybody, good health, happiness, and all success. Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, protect you, okay?
Thank you.
Good. Good, you're good now, huh? You know how to put concentration from your mind, attention, attention, inside, not from here in front, inside, attention, okay? Okay, now.
So, time for your lunch.
Yeah, okay, thank you so much.
We're going to...